welcome to the program, former MLS Cup champion, four-time and former MVP of Major League Soccer, Dwayne DeRosario. Hey, man, how are you?
Good, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, listen, I saw you at a restaurant the other day, and I noticed that you were eating light.
Hey, never know when you can get that call up, right?
So yeah. Great to talk to you. Listen, is it weird having this? I know the MLS Cup has been here before, but Toronto FC is not in it. You being a Toronto guy and winning it before, how significant is Toronto being in this thing and playing at home?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of surreal. I mean, the energy that's surrounding this event, the MLS Cup final, it's unbelievable. I mean, the support that it's getting. You know, and that's one thing, you know, growing up as a kid, we always played for, we always, you know, fought hard for is to get the sport to a place where it is now. And, you know, I'm just happy for not only for the organization and the players, but the fans that have been through, you know, many years of trials and tribulations and having the opportunity now to play MLS Cup Finals here in your hometown and to be a part of it, it's just great. So, you know, it's great for the next generation coming up, and you know, it's something that you could definitely continue to build off of.
Now, you've been obviously you're here in the lean times, Dwayne, and you've experienced success as a champion, as an MVP of the league. But this being, you know, an organization that obviously is your hometown organization, and like I said, yes, being here during the dark times. How does this play for you? Like, do you look back and go, man, you know, take 5-6 years off my life, would I love to be on that pitch in my hometown?
Yeah, I think any footballer is saying that right now, to have that opportunity to play in a game like this, at this magnitude in your hometown. It's great. I'm happy for the guys, and I know they're ready to grab with both hands and just really soak up the experience. It's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. I think everyone saw and witnessed what kind of environment at BMO Field the fans could create. I think that's just a little taste of what you're going to really see come tomorrow 8 p.m. At that field. This whole city is going to be shaking.
Dwayne, how important is it that Toronto FC didn't go the route of a lot of teams in MLS and maybe grab a player, a big name out of Europe, who is obviously past their best before date, and they have guys like Jovinko, Altidore, and Michael Bradley who are in their prime. How important is that TFC decided to finally go that route and build their franchise that way?
Well, I mean, it's worked out for them, and I think you know, you have a player like Jovinko as well, who's fairly in his prime, fairly young, and you know, and like you mentioned, Michael Bradley and Jose Altidore. But what's even more special is the academy and the young kids growing up and what the future holds for this club and this organization. It's very bright. I mean, I have my two boys playing in the academy, and you know, they're so excited and pumped for this game, and it's good because the energy translates right through the young kid that wears that badge proudly.
Yeah, it's amazing the trickle-down effect that obviously a championship and a successful professional sports franchise can have on a city. Dwayne DeRosario is our guest, former MLS Cup champion, four-time champ, former MVP, former Toronto FC. Are we allowed to touch this thing? Like, it's like the Stanley Cup where you're not allowed to lift it over your head. Like, if just guys like me and you, I know you know me, you know, I could probably sign at the age of 43 because of how fit I am and play for 4 or 5 years, but I just don't want to. So am I allowed to lift this thing over my head or no?
When we win it, you can. Right now, unless you want the guy in the white gloves to tackle you.
Dude, the guy's here. He came in with a white glove. But am I allowed to touch? Are people allowed to touch it? What's the protocol with this thing?
No, I mean, I think it's just the respect factor of the cup. You know, in the blood, sweat, and tears that it takes to hold the cup. You know, it's only for those who have the opportunity to win and be in a situation where they can hold the cup. Like you mentioned, I was fortunate to hold for them, and I wouldn't like anybody to touch the cup unless it was the winning hands.
So, unless they earned it.
Don't touch the cup.
Yeah, well, I swear. We won't. Did you drink out of it?
Yeah.
What'd you drink out of? What did you put in?
Listen, there's only one thing you could drink out of a cup, and that's champagne.
Okay. Nice. You didn't put beer in it?
Who knows what entered the cup after that?
Yeah.
But it starts with champagne.
Did you do some stuff with it you don't want to talk about here?
Hey, listen, if the cup could talk, I think...
You'd be in trouble?
I think it's seen some things.
Well, now I'm for sure not touching it. Dwayne, appreciate you doing this, bud. We'll see you tomorrow down at BMO Field. But thanks for doing this, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for the support, guys. Appreciate it.